You don't want your face looking like beef jerky. Meanwhile, I'd better check on Karen and poor child will freeze. Stop making her sound like the little match girl. It's her cultural heritage.
Freezing of matches.
The Mummers Parade. If we needed to strut our stuff on a warm day, we would have been born in New Orleans. We're tough. We're Philadelphians. Having our parade on the least likely day of the year seasons us. Makes us all that we are.
Karen doesn't live in Philadelphia, my mother said. She lives outside the city. They have their own traditions.
I pictured the mainline denizens in their duck-patterned golf pants, playing banjos and doing the mummer's strut around the 18th hole. It did not compute. I think clipping coupons is their folk tradition, Mom, and it's not entertaining to watch.
Oh, Amanda, she sighed.
We were ending the year as we'd begun it, with my mother vaguely disappointed in my choices and actions. At least there was symmetry.
Hey, Karen, I said the next day as we shivered on the sidewalk. What's 2.5 miles long, 69 feet wide, 12 feet high, and covered with feathers?
A riddle, she said. Good. But is there a knock-knock part?
When I shook my head, she gave up.
The Mummers Parade, I said, although it was difficult making merry through clattering incisors. As we watched the last of the parading comics, I recalled why I'd skipped the last several dozen parades. The air and wind acted like a sushi master's knife on my skin. The environment was sufficiently evil to make in-person parade watching a spectator sport for masochists, but not evil enough to postpone the event. Parades were rescheduled when rain or snow endangered the expensive and fragile costumes and instruments. Nobody worried about endangering spectators.
What this city needs is the sense to stage an outdoor extravaganza when the weather's decent.
Mackenzie said this with a wink and a good old boy drawl that was meant to, but didn't, take the edge off his words. It would indeed be lovely if so oversized and lavish a spectacle were held when there was a hope of benign weather. Instead, it's an annual challenge, our gritty Yankee street game, Mummers versus Mother Nature. Both show up in full regalia and do battle from dawn to dark. The contest generally ends in a tie. But this isn't something else to blame on Philadelphia, something the city could arbitrarily change.
It has to be now, I said.
Why? Karen asked.
Mackenzie cringed. Or maybe it was only the cold that put the crease between his eyebrows and made him say, "Not again." I ignored him and turned toward Karen.
Because mumming has roots back 1,000 years or more, I said. The druids made noise to scare off demons in the dark part of the year. People in different parts of Europe wore masks and costumes. In fact, mumme means mask or disguise in German. They gave plays for their neighbors, all at the time when the old year was dying.
Mackenzie slumped as if his backbone had abruptly dissolved. Why had I suggested this outing? As I recalled, it followed a heated debate over whose parade was better. This was based on pure hometown boosterism, given that neither one of us had ever actually seen the other's event. But Mardi Gras gets such excessive PR, I had virtually spectated.
Obviously, Mackenzie had said. Mardi Gras is better known because it's better.
I had to educate him. Wrong. Mardi Gras is a capital S social event, as in society. It's status to belong to a certain crew, and I'm sure not just anybody can join. The Mummers put on as spectacular a production, but they're working class and always have been. This is a folk celebration. Not chronicled in the society pages.
These are people who don't keep detailed records of their every move or decline.